Today I'd like to talk to you about Vince Carter, Vincent Lamar Carter. He was born January 26, 1977. He presently plays basketball for the Memphis Grizzlies, 6 foot six, 220 pounds. Powerful player. He was a high school McDonald's All-American. He played 3 years at University of North Carolina. Twice he reached the Final Four, but then he was selected fifth overall in the 1998 NBA draft by the Golden State Warriors, who traded him to the Toronto Raptors. He won the 1999 NBA Rookie of the Year Award and won the Slam Dunk Contest at the 2000 NBA All-Star Weekend. He also represented the United States that summer in the Summer Olympics, and he won a gold medal. He has been looked at as a league star. He has an amazing leaping ability and can just throw the ball down hard. He's had nicknames like Vin Sandy, Air Canada, Half Man, Half Amazing. He led the Raptors to their first three playoff appearances. In 2004, he's traded to the New Jersey Nets, and he helped lead them to three playoff berths. In July 2009, he's traded to the Orlando Magic and helped them advance to the Eastern Conference Finals. And then he was traded to the Phoenix Suns, joined the Mavericks, and then now he's plays with the Grizzlies. He's an eight-time NBA All-Star. He's one of only five players, along with Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, Julius Erving, and Michael Jordan, to lead the NBA All-Star Game fan voting more than three times. Scored his 20,000th career point in 2011. He's becoming the 37th player in league history to do it. He's also one of six players in NBA history to average at least 20 points, 4 rebounds, and 3 assists per game in 10 straight seasons, and was the fifth player in NBA history to record at least 2,000 career three-pointers. But when I think of him, I think of his amazing jumping ability. He can just jump out of the gym. And when he throws a ball down, he throws it down so that so often the ball lands before he does. Now, I don't know if you've ever dunked, if you personally have ever dunked as you're listening to this, but I had 2 good years where I could reasonably throw the ball down. Two hands or back scratchers or things like that, but I always did it during warm-ups. I was never able to do it during a game. So when I see people with the capability of doing it during a game, and the timing that's involved, the artistic ability to do just that, it's just amazing. It's an amazing thing to watch. And this man is amazing as you watch him dunk the basketball. It made me think of something from the book of Psalms. We read in Psalms, and Psalms is a book of songs. And so these are songs that are written by David or Solomon or Moses or other people that they called psalters, which were basically people that were songwriters. So if you could imagine a song being written today, as the people that are writing that, they are psalters, P-S-A-L-T-E-R, and these things are called psalms, P-S-A-L-M. But in the midst of one song, and this is by David, Psalm 18, and beginning at verse 31, he asked this question in the middle of the song: "For who is God but the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? The God who equipped me with strength and made my way blameless." This is the verse I want you to look at. "He made my feet like the feet of a deer and set me secure on the heights." And so as you and I, if you ever have had opportunity, maybe you've seen a National Geographic special, or you've been in a country where you see deer and they're on rocks and they're up high, they're sure-footed. They rarely fall. And what the songwriter is saying is God is the one who makes him solid. God is the one who makes it so that his feet are in a place where they ought to be, that he can stand tall and true. But I do like the fact that when he talks about the feet of a deer, I think about how David in other Psalms talks about how the law of the Lord makes him want to just leap and dance and jump because of the joy that it brings in following it. And so when I think of Vince Carter, and when you see the pure joy of being able to compete after a big dunk and how people respond to that, if you could imagine having that same kind of feeling for God, and what's involved with jumping is not just your legs, but it's your whole body. When I learned that part of dunking was throwing the upper part of my body forward and up toward the basket, and that gave me the capability to get up high enough to do that, it was an amazing feeling. And mine wasn't even close to what this man can do. And so when I think about that, am I that same way? My feet being as sure-footed as a deer when I'm walking through life? And then am I one that when people look at me, they say, man, you've got the joy of the Lord? It's not just when things are going well, but when people look at me, they know, wow, you really believe what you believe and you are sure-footed. Well, that didn't happen by accident. Vince Carter put a lot of time into it, but God gave him those legs. And in our lives, what are we standing on? What are we joyful about? What are we sure-footed in our stand as we go through life? That's what I think of when I think of Vince Carter. It brings a lot of joy, and I want to do that for others as they see my life in action.